Good morning, this is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. We are headed into June, and our monthly Words on Wellness newsletter has some great reminders for us on staying healthy and active in the month of June. June is Fresh Fruit and Vegetable Month, and there is a large variety of fresh fruits and vegetables that are available seasonally in June that provide a range of colors to eat and enjoy. Asparagus, lettuce, radishes, rhubarb, spinach, and strawberries are all coming up in our supermarkets or in our gardens, fresh and ready to eat this time of year. It's important to get a colorful variety of fruits and vegetables into your diet every day because they provide a wide range of vitamins, minerals, fiber, and phytochemicals. Phytochemicals may sound scary, but they're compounds in food that your body uses to maintain good health and energy levels, protect against the effects of aging, and reduce the risks of some types of cancer and heart disease. Phytochemicals may be considered just as important as protein, carbohydrates, fats, minerals, and vitamins in a balanced diet. Many of these and other compounds that make fruits and vegetables good for us also give them the bright color. It is important, as always, to eat the rainbow of colors every day to get the full health-promoting benefits of fruits and vegetables. In order to do this, when you're planning meals, try to use colorful fruits and vegetables and vary your fruits and vegetables throughout the week. Usually the darker the color or more intense the color, the higher amount of phytochemicals. When introducing children to a new fruit or vegetable, consider designating a color for each day of the week or getting kids involved in picking out something new and interesting that they would like to try. While you're talking about getting more fresh fruits and vegetables into your diet, there is a great recipe in the June Words on Wellness newsletter on the Summer Bounty Salad on how to use a variety of fresh produce in your diet, and also an article on fresh produce safety. As a reminder, when you are preparing fresh produce, you want to start with clean hands. Wash for at least 20 seconds with soap and warm water before and after preparation to avoid cross-contamination with any other food you may be preparing. You also want to wash all produce thoroughly under running water before preparing or eating it. This includes produce that's grown at home, purchased from a grocery store, or bought at a farmer's market. Washing fruits and vegetables with any sort of soap, detergent, or commercial produce wash is not needed, but it is important to wash the surface of the produce even if you do not plan to eat the skin, as dirt and bacteria can be transferred from the surface when peeling or cutting produce. You should scrub off firm produce, such as melons and cucumbers, with a clean produce brush. After washing, dry with a clean towel or paper towel to reduce bacteria that may be present on the surface. Also, to keep in mind, many pre-cut, bagged, or packaged produce items are pre-washed and ready to eat. If it's stated on the label, you can use the produce without further washing. You want to make sure while you're cutting or preparing your produce that you cut away any damaged, discolored, or bruised areas on fresh fruits and vegetables before serving. And of course, make sure all cutting boards and knives used to cut fresh produce are washed in soapy water and rinsed before using again. All of this information in the June issue of Words on Wellness, our monthly connection to nutrition and fitness from ISU Extension. That newsletter is posted on our Cass County Extension website, or you can pick up a hard copy by stopping here in the Extension office. If the rain ever clears up, it is a great time of year to be out in the garden now, and the Cass County Master Gardeners have a couple resources and information sessions coming up for local gardeners. We've been at the Atlantic Hy-Vee Garden Center for the last two Saturdays, answering questions on annuals and container gardening and vegetable gardening, and we'll be there for the first two Saturdays in June as well. Just stop by your Atlantic Hy-Vee Garden Center from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. and look for the Master Gardener sign. This coming Saturday, June 1st, our Master Gardeners will be discussing ornamental shrubs with multi-season interest, specifically, and on Saturday, June 8th, they'll be talking about perennial plantings, some of those specialty garden areas that may include shade gardens, pollinator gardens, and rain gardens. These are free events to attend. Come and go as you would like. We'll have information available on those specific topics, as well as a wide variety of Extension garden publications, and of course, our friendly Master Gardeners there to help answer any gardening questions they can help you with. There is no pre-registration, and there is no purchase required to stop by either, so we invite you to stop down to the Hy-Vee Garden Center the next two Saturday mornings from 10 to 11 a.m. and find our helpful Master Gardener booth there. Also, beginning in June, we have our monthly Master Gardener Summer webinars going on. The monthly garden webinars are events that are put on by the State Master Gardener Program and hosted locally here in Cass County as one of many locations across the state. Here in Cass County, we will be offering the webinars on the second Tuesday of every month in June, July, and August from 7 to 8 p.m. at no cost. Registration is not required. You can just stop in the Extension office before 7 p.m. on any of those dates and learn more about the topic we are covering for the day. In June, we'll be discussing Give Your Garden Wings. Jesse Lowery will be sharing pollinator garden best practices, learn what to plant, and explore monarch butterfly migration. In July, we'll touch on gardening frequently asked questions, anywhere from vegetables to flowers, explore the in-depth answers to frequently asked garden questions. Again, that's Tuesday, July 9th. And then we'll wrap up on Tuesday, August 13th at 7 p.m. by exploring the intersection of ecology and diversity, exploring how to create plant communities that mimic nature in your backyard with guest speaker Grant Thompson. More information on that summer webinar series is available on our Extension website, or you can pick that up here in the Extension office or find that as a Facebook event online as well. We hope you'll join us for one of those. For more information on upcoming events and resources from ISU Extension, visit the Cass County Extension office, 805 West 10th Street. Give us a call, 712-243-1132, or find us online, as I mentioned, at our website or follow our Facebook page. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson for Cass County Extension.